Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, is eyeing the Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in case its hospital in Sitka is overtaxed.
That would be able to address both mild COVID-19 disease as well as isolation of community members. Also, a location for some of our staff to be able to stay if they're unable to return to their homes.
That's SEARCH's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Elliot Brohl, on a Wednesday call with reporters. Mount Edgecombe Boarding School is currently closed. Its 400 dormitory beds, kitchen facilities, and gymnasium space aren't being used. But the community has staff to call on if the facility were reopened. The Sitka Boarding School could be a regional hub for villages in SEARCH's network should the larger regional hospitals become overwhelmed.
Both in Seattle and Anchorage, we have the ability to move critically ill patients to those locations. Nevertheless, we are planning for the worst.
SEARCH's hospitals and clinics are preparing for local outbreaks of COVID-19, Brohl says. Sitka has 13 ventilators on hand and could accommodate for 40 beds. Wrangell has 3 ventilators and could accommodate for 30 beds. So, will Mount Edgecombe be converted? A spokeswoman for the State Department of Education says they're looking into it. Administrators at the state-run boarding school are being consulted. Alaska State Emergency Operations Center confirmed it's received a request to use Mount Edgecombe. It's still considering the request. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.